mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
An absolutely incredible news-making interview in the last 30 minutes of the last hour. Unbelievable. Blew me away. George Galloway, Member of Parliament, United Kingdom, falsely accused, winning libel suits left and right against the papers that try to demonize him. I bring up government-sponsored terror. Our government's carrying out terror attacks. And he's now joined the ranks of Andres von Bülow, German defense minister, number three in the Blair government, Michael Meacher, saying the government may be behind the terror attacks. He said, you heard him, we're going to air it again later, we're going to air a few minutes of that later. He said, that's a very real possibility. I got to get him back on, he was out of time. Very serious, see? The big threat is our government carrying out a terrorist attack and blaming it on their enemies. This is not a joke, folks. All people that have real political minds and know history and are on the side of decency know the truth. I need to catch my breath after that. I am just blown away. And of course, I don't agree with Galloway on everything. You know, the UN's good and Kofi Annan's good, but that's all part of the false left-right choice we're given. But obviously, our government is totally rogue, out of control, being used as the bad cop by the globalists right now, and they're power-mad, totally out of control. What did you think of that interview? I'd like you to speak on that interview or any of the other news items we've mentioned. We'll take your calls when we get back. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We will get you up and on the air. Man, that was just absolutely mind-blowing. And coming up later in this hour, we'll air 3 or 4 minutes at the end of that interview. Did you hear him drop that bombshell? Did you hear him drop that bombshell? I tend to go right up to breaks with guests in some stations. You know, they have it delayed, and it goes down the satellite delayed. I know some stations that last 10 seconds might have been cut off. I really shouldn't go right up to breaks like that, but there's so much news and information. So we'll be sure and air that. In fact, you know what? We'll just air the whole 5 minutes, that whole last 5 minute segment with that bombshell nuke, thermal nuclear bomb of info weaponry being dropped on the globalists. That was absolutely stunning. You can tell I'm excited here. Oh, man, I tell you, I am wound up now. I got up about 5 this morning, went and did a couple hours at a local radio station, and been mourning the loss of my chihuahua that got out of the fence and got plowed by a car. It was horrible. But that's just life, my friends. But I tell you, having interviews like that makes it all worthwhile and reminds me why I'm here and why I'm doing what I'm doing and why I take all the barbs and darts that people throw at me, because fighting the globalist is what I was made for. And I appreciate you riding shotgun with us. You were made to fight the New World Order. And I appreciate everybody hanging with us on this broadcast as we grow and reach more and more people. And I'm honored and blessed to be your host and humbled. So I just want to thank all of you for joining us. Coming up, aspartame triggers impotence and blindness, major medical reports. We already knew this, but now ABC reports today that the FDA is looking into blindness. And, of course, it's now coming out what Viagra does, a lot of evidence showing. I mean, yeah, it causes all sorts of weird cardiovascular manipulations, and so it's going to have unseen side effects. A lot of times the side effects of these drugs are worse than what they do for you. And they say about 1% to 5% of medical issues get reported properly. And so if hundreds have gone blind linked to this, it could be in the tens of thousands. But you notice they'll pull drugs like this when they can be proven to have a problem, unless it's psychotropics being pushed on the population. No matter how many suicides or mass murders or depression is linked to it, they just keep pushing it with their new freedom initiative, which we did defeat in Texas for now. Some good news I can declare to you. More good news. They just shot down part of the EU expansion in France. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Wendy Malik from Just Shoot Me, here to tell you about Pets 911, a free public service changing the way we care for pets in every community nationwide. Across the country, there are thousands of healthy, adoptable pets waiting for a loving home every day. By calling 1-888-PETS-911 or visiting 1-888-PETS-911.org, you will find the location of your closest adoption facility as well as tons of other information you need to know as a responsible pet owner. So when thinking adoption, think Pets 911.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we've got the head of the Hemophiliac Society of Canada coming on. Everything we talked about 6, 7, 8 years ago is all public now about the government and the Red Cross and others, knowing there was HIV and hepatitis and other horrible diseases, pathogenic diseases, in there, and they knowingly shipped it all over the world for over a decade. Just like the depleted uranium, just like the genetically modified food, they know how bad it is. Just like all these big pharma psychotropic drugs, they know and they just keep doing it. We're about to go right to your calls and then more into what Viagra can make you go blind, folks, and aspartame triggers impotence and blindness. Another report, this time ABC News. Again, we had guests on 7, 8 years ago about this, and I'm not tooting our horn. I'm letting you know this has all been public. They're just having trouble hiding it now. But I'm going to, in about 25 minutes, I'm going to re-air the last 5 minutes of that Member of Parliament George Galloway interview, where at the very end I said, George, don't you think the danger to go to war with Iran is the government to carry out a terror attack? Because he said, yeah, they're probably not going to invade Iran right now. I go, what if they carry out a terror attack? Our own government. He said, that is a very real threat. That is very serious. Folks, look, this is the real deal. And incredible statement from Mr. Galloway. We're going to be playing that coming up at the 33 after. Let's go to Daryl calling us from France. Daryl, go ahead.
Alex, nice to talk to you again. You know, I wanted to make a couple of statements about, first of all, congratulations on the Galloway interview. That's fantastic. And I never heard him go that far with a statement like that. But I wanted to talk to you about the election here. And, you know, the sentiment has been, you know, steadily degrading for the government here for quite a while. And, you know, the American public needs to know that the French public are well informed, and they know that their jobs are being shipped to China just like in America.
They just threw out the expansion of the EU Constitution. Give us a report.
They did. And what happened was that six other countries had already approved it. And so they thought early on it was a slam dunk, and the French public surprised them. And about a month ago, when they started realizing that they weren't going to win this, they pulled out all the stops that they could do, and they brought all of their political might to bear, and the public's disdain for them increased, not went down. And the final vote turned out about 56% against, 44% for it. And the next vote's coming up in a day from now over in Holland, and they're looking at 70% rejection. And so, for all intents and purposes, this Constitution's finished. Now, this is
Because people finally in the alternative press got to learn what's in it.
Yeah, they
did. And it's a total police state takeover and even expanded loss of sovereignty. They've already given up their currencies and many of their laws, and now it was going to be a total dictatorship if this thing went through.
Well, you're absolutely right.
But I've noticed the bureaucrats are saying, we're going to use the bureaucracy, we're still going to implement this.
Well, you know, Alex, you're absolutely right. And here's one of the things the American public doesn't know. Many of these policies about land use and the things that go on in America...
That all comes from Europe.
It's been tried out here already. You're exactly right. And, I mean, what they've done here is they've made it almost impossible for people to live on the land anymore, and they're forcing people into the city.
And now people have about 1.3 children. Some of the cities are half empty. I mean, the whole culture's falling apart thanks to social engineering.
Well, you know, it's happening, but see, the French public have seen this, that they know they smell a rat, and they're coming out in force. You know, our government was responsible largely for trashing the French because they were the first people to come out and say that the 9/11 was an inside job. And as soon as they did that, that was the government that trashed the whole country of France and called it freedom fries and all this. And in fact, the French have been from the beginning saying to the American public, your own government's doing this stuff to you. And over here, we're getting a different news cycle than them. We're getting in the United States. We get a little bit of different stuff here. So, you know,
The intel we've got is the Bilderbergs are pulling their hair out. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you there. Let's talk to who's up next here? Mike and Tejas, go ahead, sir.
Yes, Alex, this is Mike. Kudos on that interview with George Galloway.
Thank you.
I was one of the 20,000 who emailed him to thank him for his guts to stand up against that commission and to speak the truth about the war in Iraq. What we have in Washington are just a bunch of wimps, except for Ron Paul, that is.
Bunch of bought-off criminals.
That's right. And kudos on that. Another thing I want to touch on quickly is I've got a close family member that's being sent to China to train the Chinese to do the jobs we're doing here in America. It's for real, folks.
Listen, almost everybody, and I don't mean almost everybody, I mean literally, in fact, everyone I know, I haven't found somebody in high tech who hasn't been told in the next year to 6 months, this has been going on for years,
yes.
Most of them have lost their jobs. You've got to train this guy from India or China, and he's going back to train people at our new factory.
Exactly.
I mean, how are we going to buy all this garbage if our jobs are all gone? And I don't want to hear it's free trade. China has a 40%+ tariff on us on average. We got an average of 2% on them. Now they're talking about a 10% textile tax, which won't even begin to touch what's happening, and people are freaking out.
It's incredible, Alex. People need to wake up and they need to do so by going to attend the showings of your new film. And I bought my tickets online. I'm ready to go and check it out.
Well, I appreciate that. What showing are you going to?
I'm going to the Wednesday night, June the 8th, 8 o'clock.
All right, I appreciate the call, Mike. In fact, I didn't plug my videos. I didn't plug the film showing in the last hour. I should have. So much news, such a great guest. But coming up this Friday, now in 4 days, less than 4 days, 7 and 10 p.m. downtown. 7 and 10 p.m. downtown, Colorado Street, Alamo Draft House. Food, ice cream, pizzas, hamburgers, coffee, and other beverages. Tables. You have your own little table, and you're sitting there watching the movie. It's really nice. It's their original theater. They got a whole bunch of them all over Texas now, so popular. 7 and 10 p.m., I'll give a little speech beforehand, take a few questions and answer afterwards. Have my books and videos out there at a little table. And then coming up next Wednesday, I guess in about 8, 9 days, or 8 days to be precise, 8 p.m., June 8th, Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. And there's plenty of parking there because it's on South Lamar. They've got a giant, it's a former grocery store where they put the theater. There's five screens in there. will be showing on the biggest screen. Really nice. I go there every couple of weeks. I love their theater. A warning, a word to the wise, this Friday screen that you're going to be coming to, the Republic of Texas Biker Rally is going to be going on in downtown Austin. And so I suggest you use the parking garage right now. There's a couple big parking garages. They're like $2, $4. Don't use the open-air parking where they charge you $7. There's also a lot of parking meters. But if you can't find parking on a Friday night down there, and don't worry, they're not scary bikers. I mean, now bikers are all basically yuppies, you know, lawyers who just worship their Harley-Davidsons. But you will get to see a lot of cool bikes downtown. But a word to the wise is sufficient. If you're going to the Friday 7 o'clock or 10 o'clock, you can either park at a parking meter and walk a few blocks, which is always nice to do. We don't walk enough in America. Or you can park in one of the high-rise parking garages and save $3 or $4. And plus they got security guards and those and everything else. Or there's a big parking place, I think it's like $5-6, right next to the theater. They're all over the place. You can't miss it. But yeah, there's going to be that added expense, but so what? It's fun to, take the missus out downtown. You can take her to dinner and then, go to the 10 o'clock, or you can go to the 7 o'clock and eat dinner there and hang out. Or if you want to miss all the big crowds, you can just come to next Wednesday's showing. I look forward to seeing everybody that's coming out. Go to InfoWars.com, link through to the Alamo Drafthouse website, to the safe, secure area where you can buy tickets. And I hope to see you there. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Elias. Elias, where are you calling us from?
Hello, how are you doing?
Where are you calling us from?
In Michigan.
Welcome.
Yeah, right. And but did he say what his itinerary would be if he comes here to speak? Is there any way of finding that out?
He doesn't know the itinerary but he said it'd be on that website.
That's Galloway G. No, wait a minute.
I didn't write it down. But
I don't have it either. I have his email address. I don't have his info.
Well, I'm sure if you type it in, you'll find it. The Respect Party.
Respect Party? Is that what it is?
Yes. But when I said welcome, you said, yeah, right. What, you don't think you're welcome?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't call you much. I got a bad cold anyway. It must sound terrible.
Well, no, you said
that was a beautiful interview, and the man is a great speaker. And if he comes here, I hope it is really put out everywhere and people can hear him.
And, well, he said he's going to Minnesota.
He must tour this country and try to break down the facade that has been built around this government.
I agree. Thanks for the call. Great points. Umar in Michigan, go ahead.
My hat goes off to Mr. Galloway. He's a template of what a statesman or a politician should be. He's not a toady or a bootlicker, and I was on the edge of my seat when he was playing his response to the allegations that was made against him.
Yes.
And, Alex, I got your tape going out last weekend to about 106 people. So people was really astonished when they seen it.
Oh, you got martial law?
No, I got the road to tyranny.
That's oh, good.
To me, that's the best thing. I got martial law, but still, the road to tyranny, that's the eye-opener.
A lot of people are saying road to tyranny is as good or better. I like martial law, but I think they're both excellent. Well,
all of them good. Don't get me wrong. I ain't knocking none of them. But to me, when they see that road to tyranny, it just do something to them. But anyway, you keep up the good work. I'm going to let you get to the rest of your calling.
Well, Umar, I appreciate the call. And then thanks for what you're doing. I mean, that's why we're really having an effect. I mean, you made 100 copies plus. And if half those people, a third of them, 10% of them make copies, and then they make copies. I mean, I've done the math of 1,000 videos go out, and then it turns into millions. I mean, because of you, and I can only commend you. You know, and obviously the Respect Party is made up of liberals and even some socialists, and I don't agree with a lot of what their policies are, but they have told the truth, they have stood up to lies, and you can only commend them. And I think Galloway's for real. And regardless, I mean, talk about big government, I mean, George Bush puts the liberals to shame. A $2.6 trillion budget. I'm a constitutionalist. We'll be right back.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, there's a reason this broadcast is being attacked by Vanity Fair and Popular Mechanics and American Legion and Front Page Magazine. Some of them are government ops, some of them are useful idiots, many of them are just media whores. But the order's gone out to attack Alex Jones, and I love it. We take that as a major indicator of our growing success against globalist forces. And there's so many people getting involved in the fight. It's just wonderful. Coming up, I'm going to re-air the last 5 minutes of that Galloway interview where he talked about government-sponsored terrorism being a very grave threat. And then we'll get into all of this other news, aspartame triggers, impotence, and blindness, and a lot more. But right now, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Rick in Reno, go ahead.
Alex, will you support a boycott of the major U.S. media who are blacking out the Downing Street memo?
Well, again, for those that don't know, the Downing Street memo came out a few weeks ago, and we should have covered it more here. We've talked about it some, but it's what we already knew, where they had meetings with Tony Blair's people, the Bush White House did, and they admitted it was all fake and how to manipulate the public, and it's an admitted public document, and yeah, it's not in our media. We put big links to the stories, though.
I've said my piece, Alex. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. We need to cover that more. We need to try to force the mainstream media to talk about it. But their owners own and run the military-industrial complex, and they've got a lot to lose if they don't cover that up. But just one more piece of evidence, and then what they do is they'll plant false evidence in the midst of it later to try to discredit the whole thing. I mean, more news coming out from the Army itself about torture and bodily functions on Korans. But then Newsweek goes, well, we might not have sourced one of our people right. We're sorry. We retract. It's all staged, folks. And Dick Cheney says, I'm very upset by people, Amnesty International, saying that we have a bad record for torture. Why, that's just your own attorney general put out memos when he was the chief advisor to the president saying they're allowed to torture people to death. His own memo's public. Ah! But again, they ignore all that. Let's go ahead and talk to Fred in Maryland. Fred, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I just wanted to say that I was watching Fox News Saturday night, and the propaganda against Iran is begun in full swing now. They had a special where they were talking about Iran, the nuclear threat, on Fox News. I just wanted to know what you had to say about that.
Well, the UN, the globalists give us a false choice. They've already accepted total UN control, thousands of inspectors everywhere, totally peaceful reactors. No way it could be used for weapons. Even if they built a reactor that could give them the fuel, it would take 5 years, conservatively, to get one bomb. But that doesn't stop the globalists. They say any minute they could attack us, they could, if they fuel that thing, they could nuke us. And we better invade now, and oh my gosh, it is utterly and totally ridiculous. And again, folks, they want to take over that entire region. And yeah, but coming up, we talked to Galloway. We're going to re-air that last 5 minutes. And I said, well, they may not have the political will of the people now to invade, but that won't stop the globalists from another 9/11. Did you hear that?
Oh, yes. Oh, definitely. They're going to need a pretext to go into Iran, and so...
Yeah, you notice Galloway was saying they couldn't do it until I mentioned that, a whole new equation.
That's right.
Well, you'll know who has the motive if it happens. I mean, it's same old, same old.
Oh, they were even saying they even had a former Israeli pilot on there saying, well, if the United States doesn't attack Israel, we can do it.
You mean if the United States doesn't attack Iran?
I mean, yeah, Iran, I'm sorry.
No, it's horrible. And then if the Iranians fight back, oh, they're evil. And again, folks, I love our country. We're not supposed to operate like this. Mossadegh was anti-communist, pro-America. Our government went in and removed him, put the Shah in. Then we got the Ayatollah. And, I very corrupt country, but compared to the globalists, they're not a threat at all. Look at Pakistan with nukes that can hit the U.S. Oh, but our government's not worried about them. Look at North Korea. Look at China. Thanks for the call. Great points, Fred. Don in Pennsylvania. Don, go ahead.
Alex. Hi, Alex. Great talking to you.
Thank you.
And I'm really proud to be standing side by side with another great American just like you, sir. Together, I think we can win. We can win peaceably. We can win peaceably. Did you catch Bill, Bootlicker Bill, old mouthpiece Riley, on Faux News Network the other night?
No, I don't watch much TV.
I don't blame you. I didn't mean to either. I just needed a good laugh, so I thought I'd watch Faux. And he's up there saying that he's blathering on about how terrorists could not be allowed rights. And I continue, because what he's doing is horrible. And
but then everybody's a terrorist,
that's
and
right.
None of us are allowed to have rights.
That's right.
I'll tell you what, I'll put you on hold, I'll re-air 5 minutes at Galloway, and I'll go back to you. Okay, Don? So stay on hold for 5 minutes. Want to be technical, it'll be 8 minutes, because it's a three-minute break. Three-minute break, we'll play what Galloway said in the last 5 minutes that some of you may have missed from last hour, and then we'll go right back to your calls in the news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How come every time you need to fill up your tank, you discover gas prices have gone up again? It's not only frustrating, but it's costing you big bucks at the pump. Is there hope in sight? Well, the solution is here. It's time for System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus has been proven to not only save you gas by up to 5 miles per gallon guaranteed, but System 48 Plus has also been shown to increase engine performance, compression, and horsepower with one easy application to the oil of your car's engine. It works great with regular or synthetic oils, and even has the strength for a heavy-duty diesel engine. System 48 Plus cleans the engine walls, then sticks to the engine's internal components to prevent metal-to-metal wear and friction on your engine, saving you trips to the pump and to the auto repair center. The way this product performs, you'd expect to pay over $100. But order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for only $24.95 plus shipping and handling. Save your sanity and your money by calling and ordering your System 48 Plus today for only $24.95 by calling toll-free 866-305-0064. That's toll-free 866-305-0064. Or visit system48.net.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Mr. Galloway, during the break, I was talking to you. You're about to collect on $600,000 from your libel slander suit against newspapers that printed these lies.
Yes, $600,000 to me and about, the best part of $3 million to the lawyers. So the costs and damages have been very great. Saddam Hussein gave me nothing, but the newspapers who alleged that he had are having to pay very dearly for those lies. And where I can, I will tackle the American outlets that are still peddling these same discredited lies about me. Unfortunately, these senators made their attack behind the cowardly cloak of parliamentary privilege. So I can't sue them for what they said about me. But I helped demolish it, I think. It was a house of cards that fell down with a bit of huff and puff from me. It all fell down because it was based on nothing at all. But a much more important issue is how we stop this disaster, not just in Iraq, but around the world. We really have to pull our countries out of this coalition of the killing, because it's making people all over the world hate us. It's damaging our interests. It's endangering our citizens when they travel or when they work and live abroad. And we really have to get out of this nosedive that we are in. So I hope that people will look at our website. That's respectcoalition.org. And will stay in touch with me. Send me, by any means, your email, gallowayg@parliament.uk. And I'll let you know when my speaking tour begins, the big cities I'm going. One of the main places where there's a huge demand is Minnesota, where they used to have an honorable senator called Wellstone, who was mysteriously killed in a plane accident and who was succeeded by none other than the smarmy Norman Coleman, the man who chaired the Senate McCarthyite witch hunt into me, the author of The Mother of All Smokescreens. They said he was a presidential hopeful. He didn't much look like a presidential hopeful by the time I was finished with him.
Just two more final questions. We're going to let you go. I know you're very busy, and it's evening over there in London right now. Mr. Galloway, George Galloway, looking at this, you'd gotten to Iraq falling apart. The Pentagon's own P2OG documents, perhaps folks should send this to you, said they want to widen the hatred, cause more attacks as a pretext to invade more countries. Where do you see this ending, and will they go into Iran?
I think they're too weak to do so. I think the Iraqi resistance has stopped them in their tracks. Undoubtedly, they planned to go into Iran and Syria, for that matter. But I don't believe that the public opinion in your country or mine would follow them there.
But Israel doesn't care about public opinion. They're saying they'll go ahead and may attack Iran.
Well, there's an opinion poll yesterday in the British press which showed fully 86% of the British people would oppose an attack on Iran. So if George Bush does decide to do that, on this one he'll have to count us out.
What if Israel drags us in?
Well, that's a possibility. Israel might strike Iran. And undoubtedly they're trying to stab Syria in the back rather than in the front. There's more than one way to skin a cat.
Well, I have another article. RAF bombing raids tried to goad Saddam into war. Times of London. They may try to goad Iran into doing something.
Yes. But people are not fools in these countries. They have their own sophisticated political class, and they know that Bush and Blair are too weak at the moment to launch any new wars. But we must keep them weak. If we let them recover their strength, if we let them off the hook,
all right,
then they may well decide to start yet another
war. We got 30 seconds. What do we do if the military-industrial complex carries out a terror attack to blame it on them?
Well, that's another very real danger. There's no way that we can legislate for that, but we must be on guard. We need a vigilant citizenry.
Unbelievable. Mr. Galloway.
We need a vigilant citizenry that's alive to all the tricks that these monkeys are up to.
I salute you.
Thank you very much.
Well, my goodness. We need a vigilant citizenry to foil the tricks that these monkeys are up to. Yes, that's a very real threat. We need to have a very vigilant citizenry to foil the tricks that these monkeys are up to. What if our military-industrial complex carries out an attack, a terrorist attack, to blame it on these countries as a pretext? Amazing. I tell you what, that is so important. I don't know if people heard that, but we might just hear the last minute of that in the third hour. Call your friends, call your family, call your neighbors. You're listening to us on AM or FM. Call your people locally in your area. Tell them to tune in, because in the next hour I will play that one more time, but just a minute of it, not 5 minutes of it. And again, out of this, the UN and the EU and all of them get to look like they're the good guys when the same global corporations that own Europe own us. They're using America as their muscle, but still they then allow it to a lot of this to come out to then discredit America. But at the same time, the globalists still get that oil and still get those military bases. So it's wheels within wheels, very, very sophisticated. Don in Pennsylvania, you were trying to make a point before we went to break. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks again, Alex. As one of our vigilant citizens, I'm really proud to tell you an idea that I think will help us win, and we can do it peaceably. All we have to do is, sometimes we write a letter, sometimes some of us will make a statement, sometimes some of us will post a notice about something, a sign somewhere, sometimes some of us will promote a website even. We'll do something to help with the cause of freedom in a small way. We need to do this in the form of a question. Whatever approach we take, make sure we're asking questions. They're kind of like flipping on light switches, exposing cockroaches. They scatter.
No, that is a way to get people to think. Instead of just telling them something, which is
right,
also effective, ask, who stands to gain from these terror attacks?
Any question. Any
Why
question.
Are our borders still wide open, but we're hearing we're going to have to give up our liberties?
That's right. And every question puts fear in the hearts and what's left of the souls.
Why is Bush pro-gun control and have a budget much bigger than Bill Clinton's biggest? How is that conservative?
That's the next question.
Why is he appointing pro-abortion individuals to high courts?
Okay, you see my point then. It's going to work, and we can win peaceably. We just, the questions are like bullets of love. You know, we want to expose things. We want to shoot bullets of light into the situation so that things are exposed, things are revealed, and everybody around will start seeing it. And people will react. We're humans. We're Americans. We're people. I think even people who have been government employees for 15 years, they're people. They got kids at home. They don't want this to come to global conflict. They don't want it either. And they'll help us. They'll side with us, Alex. We cannot lose as long as we are asking questions.
The listeners, become the leaders you are and take action.
That's
thanks for the call.
That's right.
Don, I agree with you. And again, I salute you as well. Jason in Kansas, go ahead.
I was in a Colorado resident just visiting Kansas, as a matter of fact.
You told us Kansas, so go ahead.
No, that's fine. I was just that was just segueing into my point that I was making in Colorado. I believe it was House Bill or Senate Bill 89, and state legislature passed with regards to a mandatory database tracking vaccinations for all children is the guise they put it under with regards to tracking.
And there's no law you've got to take these, but they act like there is in a database, and I was aware of that law, as they're trying to pass all over the states, federally funded. That database then sets up the precursor to make it the law.
Yeah, and I'm suspecting that Denver being a rather large city in and of itself, and it's pure speculation, but I think that might have something to do with the...
Well, they've had top-off one and top-off two there. Quote, controlled terror was the ABC News headline. Conditioning the public. I've had your mayor on. Who was the female? I forget her name. I had her on a few years ago. She said, oh, yeah, we practice putting people in the sports stadiums. And, they've got a lot... your governor was in the Rocky Mountain News 3 years ago saying they've got huge incinerators ready.
Yeah, and I think that's
probably... That was in the Rocky Mountain News, by the way.
I was watching Masters of Terror, I think it was, where you quoted somebody saying that there was going to be another terrorist attack and that Denver, Cleveland, and another city was actually going to be...
I think that was Police State 3 Total Enslavement. That was Gary Hart.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking about that and then putting together the fact that they just passed the legislation with regards to keeping track of a database that tracks.
Well, it's going on there, but it's also going on all over the 50.
Yeah.
In the lower 48, particularly.
Another thing, just real comment, I was the 1360 out there at KHNC, former affiliate of yours, and I think it was Jill Harrison had a show with a gentleman that was talking about the origin of smallpox. And it originally originated from, like, bed bugs. And I didn't even catch the whole thing because as soon as he started talking about how smallpox originated or whatever, the broadcast cut out, and I couldn't get anything on the radio station.
Interesting. So all right. Well, thanks for the call. Smallpox in third world, open sewer, 100-degree heat. It needs heat to really move. Only about, 30% of people even get infected with it, and of those... it's an even lower number die. And the so-called smallpox vaccine that they were going to force 11 million government workers, state, federal, firefighters, EMS, police, sheriff's deputies, 11 million of them, they ordered them to take it 3 years ago. And the LA Times reported that 99.8% said no. I remember talking to cops, you know, in the gas station. I'm not taking it. Yeah, I heard about it. We're none of our union's saying no. Because all these doctors went public and went, wait a minute. This smallpox shot will actually spread smallpox because it's live. It'll actually cause real smallpox cases when we've eradicated it. And all the doctors were going public, the epidemiologists and virologists, and were going, look, this doesn't protect you from weaponized smallpox. It doesn't do anything. You know, it's like forcing our troops to take experimental anthrax vaccines, which if something's experimental, even if you've signed a military contract, they can't tell you to slit your wrist or blow your head off or jump off a cliff. The federal losses, even with troops or federal workers, and they still got all their rights, but troops supposedly waive some, that it's a federal felony every time you order somebody to take something that's experimental. You have to sign a form saying, I agree. Well, they didn't even have them sign the forms. They just said, do it or you go to jail, and some did go to jail. Pregnant women who refused, women who were breastfeeding who refused, were arrested, I mean, put in stockades. at some of the Air Force bases, over a third of the pilots were no-fly and kicked out, and some were court-martialed when the law said they didn't have to take it. And then it didn't even protect them on top of it. You got to ask, why did they do that? Well, Admiral Crow and others on Bioport that was getting all the contracts on making the vaccine, and finally, what was it, seven times? On the seventh time, they finally got shut down by the FDA because of all these chemicals and bacteria and fungus in their vaccine. On top of it, I mean, deadly, deadly, deadly stuff. I mean, people would take it and die. They made all the Bioport workers take it, and some had seizures, some collapsed. One person in 2 weeks died of a bizarre autoimmune disturbance that the coroner then linked with a local epidemiologist to the shot, you know, where they got the shot all swelled up and pus was squirting out of it. I mean, folks, again, Viagra, linked to going blind now. Obviously, folks, you take something that manipulates your circulation. The first place you're going to get circulatory manifestations is going to be in your appendages, your fingers and toes, and in your eyeballs. Something that increases pressure is not good for you. I mean, it's like these ads for drugs. 55 seconds of how great it is, and 5 seconds of may cause heart attacks and bloating, disturbances, cancer, blah, 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 depression, suicide. You know, just in 5 seconds, they'll spew like 20 things and more. Read more, and then they'll give you their website that lists 100 things. I mean, the inserts with these drugs, you ought to read them online. It'll show the molecule and, you know, what's in it. And the hundreds of things with serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and now they're coming out with a new class of drugs that affect two or three chemicals in the brain, not just one base chemical. Aspartame triggers impotence and blindness. Here's another one. ABC News reports today the FDA is looking into blindness. That FDA doesn't have to look far. Change in sexual function is listed on the FDA report of 92 symptoms of aspartame. Vision loss and blindness is so commonly triggered by aspartame, it's the sixth on the list. If you don't have to be a rocket scientist, understand when you put a drug on the market, which is also addictive, that liberates free methyl alcohol in affects the vision. In aspartame, the methanol converts to formaldehyde and formulaic acid in the retina of the eye and destroys the optic nerve. Remember how many thousands went blind and died during Prohibition because of the use of wood alcohol, methanol. So many went blind on aspartame and had seizures that in 86, the Community Nutrition Institute in 86 petitioned the FDA to ban aspartame. The FDA handmaiden in the drug chemical industry refused. And then they link through in this Betty Martini. I got to get her back on. I hadn't had her on in years. She links through to the ABC News report about what they're admitting. But we just trust this government. I'm going to break and come back and take a few calls, but I want to spend 2 minutes. Well, I may have to spend longer than that on this. Remembering my little chihuahua. But there is a moral to the story. You know, I have two chihuahuas and a Boston Terrier. And Conan, about 5 years ago, before I was married, my wife got Conan. And Conan had been in a puppy mill. 87 dogs, or something like that, in one cage. He was a concentration camp victim. I remember seeing him when she had him. And she fed him, got him back healthy, and she was going to give him to my grandmother. It was my grandfather just gone in the nursing home. But he would hide under the bed so she couldn't take him. And he turned into the most spunky, intelligent little dog in the last 5 years. I mean, doing little tricks, running around happy, afraid of nobody. You know, big dogs came in the yard, he'd burrow out of the fence and chase them and hang off their lips. I mean, he was a funny guy, and I really loved him. And I kept putting wire under the fence and trying to block it up, and it was almost a daily occurrence. He'd dig out where we could hardly put him in the backyard. But lately he hadn't been digging out, so I left him in the backyard Sunday morning and went around the hike and bike trail, you know, with the kids in the jogging stroller with my wife. We got home, and there was a neighbor out front, and they said, the other neighbor's got your dog. He was out front, and some lady wanted to catch him and bring him back to whoever his owner was. He was running around on the sidewalk, and one of the joggers chased him out onto the main road, and somebody just plowed him under. I mean, poor little thing was flattened like a pancake. It was really sad burying him. I did give him a kiss, though. I love him. And but he was a success story and a survivor, and I guess he only got to live about, he was about 6 months old when we got him, 8 months old, so I guess he got to live about 5.5 years. And I tell you, that dog's death hurt me, because I guess in your mind it's like a baby, because they're little and sweet, and they give you kisses. But it was like a baby. I have just been, I can't help it, I've been crying a lot about it, and thinking I could have done more, should have done more, and... But that's what happens when dogs dig out. But it makes you think how short life is and how people you love can be snuffed out so quickly. So tell them you love them today, whether they're a dog or a human being. And then it made me think about all the other people I love who've died, human beings, and other dogs that have died. Friends long gone. I've had a lot of dreams about them the last two nights. But God bless you, Coco.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We've all got evil in us. We've got problems, but we have a conscience. We have a love. I mean, I love that little dog. I love my family so much more. It's unfathomable. The globalists don't care. They'll let hundreds of thousands of people get HIV and hepatitis knowingly for a decade, shipping out tainted blood from prisoners, from people they know have those diseases. Knowingly. They'll knowingly let our troops breathe depleted uranium. They'll knowingly put drugs on the market they know hurt people. They'll knowingly put genetically modified food out that kills rats in mass. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. They know what they're, they just have no conscience, no nothing. And that's who we're facing, and it takes people that have got a little bit of decency in them. Lord knows it's been almost driven out of all of us in today's society to stand up against these people and to tell them no, to protect the lives that really matter of our children and grandchildren and their children to come. Because the globalists are pure evil. Just very briefly, then I'm going to go to Charles and Tim and others, and we've got a guest coming up, too, about the AIDS in the back, in the blood. Finally hitting mainstream news. Before I do that, my new film, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, is out. It's my best work yet. It is 3 hours long on DVD, 2.5 hours long on VHS. And the toll-free number to get it is 1-888-253-3139. I believe it's my best film. It covers 9/11, the police state, and who the globalists are and what their driving ideologies are, how they're part of the cult of death, literally. And you can get the film as low as $14 when you get multiple copies. We've got a bunch of different specials going right now. My last film, American Dictators, is only $5.95 when you buy one copy of it for $19.95. Call toll-free and get the film. It'll have a big effect. It'll wake a lot of people up. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or order a hard copy of the films, all the films, a lot of great films. The USS Liberty cover-up, Jews of Preservation of Firearms, Ownership's video, Innocence Betrayed. I mean, just so much. Tex Mars books and videos. There's so much stuff up there. Infowars.com, peruse the shopping cart, or 1-888-253-3139. Or watch all my films and dozens of other films, my weekly TV reports, my book, Paul Watson's book, all the great stuff, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. Please take action, PrisonPlanet.tv. Charles in Louisiana. Go ahead, Charles.
Mr. Jones, I'm sorry about your chihuahua stuff. I really am.
I remember you called about 5 years ago and said you had a chihuahua.
Yes, sir. I sent you a picture of it.
That's right. You and your wife and the chihuahua.
Yes. Yes, sir. I know how it is.
That was like, hanging up at my old office. I don't know where it is now.
Well, it's like losing a baby, you know. I really feel bad for you, but it'll be all right, my friend. Oh, listen, I wanted to ask you, is Mr. Galloway, is he going to go from state to state in the United States talking, or...
Oh, I think he'll visit a bunch of misguided liberals that don't understand the full paradigm, but it sounds like he gets the whole picture.
Yes, he does, and that was a wonderful interview. You know, Carl Schwartz is doing the same thing. I think he's in London right now, up there. And but, Mr. Jones, I wanted to ask this question. When I call, do you think we're getting ahead of them, we're winning, we're slowing them down?
Well, I know this. We don't have a choice. I know we're holding them back to a certain extent. I mean, they're still pushing us back, but slower. It'd be like a train off the side of a cliff or like a glacier. Would you rather have it move slowly like a glacier, incrementally, or like over the side of a cliff?
Well, like a glacier.
Well, believe me, if you weren't out there doing what you're doing, Charles, things would be a lot worse.
I want to just remind people about the tapes again. It does make a difference. I'm making a difference down here. And if people, if they would just pass one or two tapes out, these other people could pass one or two tapes. This is the way to do it. The tapes are the way to do it. And I ask people, please, please, for their country, get the tape and make a few tapes. And I want to thank you, Mr. Jones, for what you're doing.
Well, thank you, Charles. I appreciate it. I'm not defending the Ayatollah Khomeini. But do you know how they brought down the Shah? Audio cassettes. Everybody making copies. It's mucho powerful. We'll be right back.